You never know where it's heading. The Scenic Drive with Rion on Jacaranda FM.
I could, it's over the weekend. All these artists coming out and saying, well, I struggled with alcohol or drugs. A lot of them now suddenly coming to the fore. I think Zahara was one of them. Struggled with alcohol. Yeah. Cabello, remember? He was on the show, on the breakfast show. Struggled with that as well. But Bianca LaGrange, die vanavond, jy het nie enige weird drugs goed gehad wat jy gehoek was aan nie.
Eerste, hallo.
Hallo.
Het is lekker om hier te wees. Ek was in die verkeer en dit was terrible. So I'm glad to be here.
Ons probeer ons best hoor. Jy het nie na ons geluister.
Ek is live op my Instagram. Yes, ek kan sê ek het 'n gangster in hoërskool gedate. And that was an interesting time in my life.
28.
The Majimbos.
The Majimbos.
Majimbos.
Sounds dangerous. Majimbo.
Majimbo. Don't say it more than 3 times.
Yes.
They might arrive here.
True that.
Mm. Is it?
Yeah.
You can't say it more than 3 times. I think we said it 4 times. We're in for a drive-by fruiting.
Again.
Look at Bianca waving at the people on her.
I have to say hi to my followers.
It's the millennials, Rian. Mm-hmm. The millennials.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Can we focus on the damn interview now? Stop filming and broadcasting
this.
I'm here at the same time.
What do you want to know?
I asked a question. I'm still waiting for the answer.
What's your question,
yeah,
baby?
Yeah, seen this for 3 years. Sinja.
Drugs, alcohol.
Drugs, alcohol.
Axel, see, I go for a whiskey, man, sir. But I say everything in moderation. So, ek het ook like addictive personality nie. So, too much of too much is too much.
So, jy het groot waardering ook gehad vir Brenda Fassie.
Yes.
And you also met her.
I did, yes.
Maar die vrou, and if you know her story, which you probably do, just the sheer amount of events that she had to attend, the concerts, like 4 a day. Yeah. If you didn't use some form of recreational drug, you wouldn't make it.
I think so. But also...
She would dress in the car, do you know that? On the way to the gig.
Yes, I do know that because I opened for her many years ago at... it was the Cricket World Cup.
Hmm.
And she was performing on the square there. What is that square? Yeah, Mary Fitzgerald Square. Hmm. And I was a young kid just out of Idols. This is maybe 2002. And I'll never forget it. She came running towards me. Kaalvoete. Still probably changing in the car, like you're saying. And asked me how my mom is. And I said, my mother's really well. But she said that she knew my mom. They grew up together. Now, Brenda grew up in Cape Town. And my mother grew up in Kimberley. So I just said, oh no, that's wonderful. And I'll tell her you send regards. And my brr, when she was at her, I think a high.
As a guy.
Or a drunkus. she had one song. And everybody who knows her knows this. Mm. She used to sing Bette Midler's...
Wind Beneath My Wings.
Not Wind Beneath My Wings. What is
it? From a distance.
From a distance. Mm. So she would get onto the table and sing, from a distance,
the
world looks blue and green. That was my bir.
Luister, ek nou probeer uitfigure. So, wanneer was die Idols 2002? Kan
dit wees? 17 jaar terug. It will be 17 years in June, the 16th of June.
What?
Yes.
Dat is een cute story en ek wil my sê of het waar is of nie, dat jy wou nie eigenlijk deelneem, maar jou ma, jou amper gefors en jou aantekening vervals. Is that true?
Yes, she did. I was I was studying at Pretoria Tech back then. It's now called TUT. Mm. And she drove with my aunt, Auntie Brenda. And they drove all the way and said, look, jy moet nou enter, want jy gaan wen. Ons weet jy gaan wen. And I refused. And Auntie B said, kijkie, as jy nou nie gaan nie, gaan ons nou vir jou rek by jou tete in jou mond, open to clap for the judges to sing. So, either you coming with us freely, or ons gaan vir jou by jou tete rek.
Ek gaan daai uitdrukking onthou. Ek gaan jou vir jou by jou Twitter rek.
No, you can't.
Yeah, no, it was rough. So I had to go and I did. And I'll never forget my first audition. Oh. It was, back then, it was Randall Abrams, Penny Lebayani, Marcus Brewster, and
Dave
Thompson. Mm. And Dave didn't like me at all. And I was ready to leave and go, did my best, I'm going. But then Randall stopped me and said, wait. He said to Dave Thompson, I will buy drinks tonight if you give this one an opportunity. And yes, I got into Idols based on Randall Abrams buying drinks for the evening.
For me, isn't it any weird thing that all these years back, that's a bit of a... screws my mind now. 17 years.
Yes.
Goodness me.
Look, back then it was still apartheid, so people didn't know that I wasn't white. And I remember a journalist came to me and said,
I wasn't.
Don't tell them you're not white.
What?
Because I had blonde hair and I used to rock these blue contact lenses.
And your surname just,
and
you know, take you all the way to the top.
Grange. And
It's like Lagrange.
Yeah, well, it's not Dutch, just saying. But then that week, they came to my house in El Dorado Park, and that was the week I got voted out. So, yeah.
Well,
the cat and the clawer got let out of the bag.
The Scenic Drive with Rian, exclusive to Jacaranda FM, weekdays 4 to 7 p.m.